What sounds are you making?
Well, last time I was sniffing, so now I'm...
Making a slurp?
Slurping. It isn't a Slurpee. It's actually from Whole Foods right next door, because we are at the Fashionable Cook's Warehouse in East Cobb. And so we have a Whole Foods literally...
Right next to us.
Bumped up to our wall. We share the same wall.
Yes, we do.
And so they have this tea. Now, you know me. I like my Tetley. Is my favorite iced tea. I'm the connoisseur of unsweet tea drinkers. I mean, everywhere we go.
I will give that one to you. Yes.
Yes. So they have this tea. I don't know what the heck's in it, but it's all kinds of exotic berries, unsweet, and it's a tea.
Uh-huh.
And it's very, very good. And so I am sharing that. Since they can't see it and taste it, I thought I'd slurp it for them. Well, so they could see how delicious it really sounds.
That's so instructive. I'm so glad that our audience now has the sound of you slurping your tea. That's fantastic.
Well, you know what?
In the meantime.
One place and one place only can you hear the sounds of slurping in the kitchen, right here on Chef of Abba and the Blue Collar Show.
Say it with a straight face.
Yes.
Okay, so let me brief you as to where we are. With the zucchini fries or whatever are out, and I just tossed a little bit more salt on it and a little bit more chopped parsley and Parmesan. And I've got the first waffle done. With the
it's not a waffle.
Well, we're just going to call it that. It's a tater tot waffle.
It's so a poffle.
It's a poffle? Okay, yeah. I like that. So the first poffle's done, right? And I moved it to a little baking sheet. And I'm doing the second one. I probably am a little short, so I would say go ahead and get yourself two of the two-pound bags of tater tots. And, well, no, I used two here, but these were 1 pound.
Yeah, but see, three bags so that you can make your poffles and then have a bag left over for breakfast
gotcha.
Next morning.
Anyway, so a little bit over 2 pounds, let's
yes.
say, of the tater tots. So I've got the second one going now. And when this one is done, we're actually not going to take it off. We're going to go ahead and begin to layer our cheese and all that good stuff on top of it.
Oh, this and, is, I have to say, I loved your onion bomb.
Yeah.
You know, I've had three people ask me for that recipe, so we will have it on this
yeah,
week. I've we'll got, definitely have it on it this
oh, yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah, it's all written down and everything.
But the onion bomb, I thought, was the bomb. And for those of you who didn't hear it last week, Chef Eric was brilliant. He took a real sweet Vidalia onion. Well, you explain what you did, because it was to die for.
You peel away, first of all, the skin with the outer layer, you peel away. Then you cut it in half, you trim the top and bottom, cut it in half, and peel away, cut it in, when you cut it in half, you peel away the two outer layers. And those are the outer layers of your onion bomb. So then what you do is you take whatever you want for a
meat.
Stuffing. So I used Italian sausage and some panko breadcrumbs for binder and an egg and miscellaneous spices and whatnot. Toss that all together and stuffed the onion with that. And then you close it back in with the other one. So now it's this circular white onion with the red poking through of the meat, right? Then you take bacon,
thin bacon,
and you begin to wrap it around. So it wraps from the top down around to the top and hit it with a toothpick to keep it in place. And just keep wrapping a few pieces around. So 3 or 4 pieces typically will do it. Then you put it on your big green egg at about 400 for about 50 minutes, 45 to 50 minutes. And along the way, you can glaze it. So I actually used Big Green Egg's Vidalia
onion glaze
that they, or barbecue sauce that they
oh, my God.
And let it glaze last 20 minutes or so it doesn't burn too much, but it'll get a nice glaze on it. And, yeah, it's pretty good.
I had three people already email me about that and saying, oh, my God, I got to get that recipe. So we will have that recipe for you, and we will have pictures available for you, too, because that was really good. But I got to say, this one sounds like it might be equal to or greater than because
you know, I'm just trying to think of recipes that you would like.
That's such a lie. This just accidentally happened to pop into your mind.
It did.
Because you do more. You do. Oh, did you like those? I sent you some pretty cool recipes this week.
You did. We're actually going to kind of do one of them
today or
today.
Okay. Next time we're at the Big Green Egg.
Yeah. Well, we'll do another one at the Big Green Egg, and we'll do the full recipe for the flatbread. Here we're going to actually take some naan from Whole Foods
nice.
And use it because you need about 4 hours of resting time on the dough.
Yeah,
and you know, as much as I love being here,
but yeah, I knew you'd light up when I sent you the Argentine burger.
Yes, yeah, that looked very interesting.
And, of course, that's the original recipe. Of course, by the time you're done with it, it'll be somewhat different.
Well,
but it's a great idea.
Yeah, they call it an Argentine burger because it's got chimichurri.
Yeah, and I saw that. And I said, Argentine burger, chimichurri. Oh, my God, I got to send this to them.
Well, you know, I do like my chimichurri.
Yes.
So while the second popple is in the popple iron, I'm taking some bacon. And this is applewood smoked, uncured, thick-cut bacon from Whole Foods. And I think the whole store can smell it already. I'm trying to fan it out there.
Yeah, well, you know.
But you can smell the applewood smoke, though. I mean, this tastes like it came right off of a Big Green Egg.
Yes.
And really such great quality bacon over there. And all they use for curing purposes or for preservatives is basically celery salt. So there we go. Put the little fan on. And
There be light.
Let there be light. So once this finishes cooking, all right, our waffle should be done. Our waffle should be done, or poffle, in about 3 minutes. So what we're going to do is begin to layer our grilled cheese sandwich.
Yes.
So while we're waiting for the bacon to complete, I'm going to take a jalapeno pepper. And you know what? Maybe...
No, I was going to say, you're not going to leave the membranes in.
No, I wasn't going to leave the membranes. Easy way to core it, just with the end of a spoon.
I'm sure they have something here that cores...
Yeah, but
jalapenos.
The spoon does, too.
Yes.
Spoon works great. And what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to make rings. So I'm just going to thin slice the rings. And we're not going to use these raw. When that bacon is up, I'm going to take the rings of jalapeno, and we're going to cook them a little bit in the rendered bacon fat.
Nice, to soften them up a little bit.
To soften it, it'll give it some great flavor.
I think it enhances the flavor of the jalapeno, too.
Yeah.
Because it's got bacon grease on it.
Everything's better with bacon oil.
Yes.
It's not grease.
That's right. I stand corrected. I think that's the third time in the last 10 years.
That you've been corrected?
Yeah.
I don't think so. that looks really good. So I'm going to go ahead and take these off.
Have you ever done bacon in the oven?
I have absolutely done bacon.
I'll tell you what.
Quite a bit. As a matter of fact, if you're going to add like brown sugar or maple syrup or something to it,
yeah. Every time in the oven. What do you cook yours at? I go 400 for about 27 to 35 minutes, depending on the thickness.
Yeah.
My friends, you put it on a rack, and you put it in the oven, or just on the... On a pan, like I line it with aluminum foil and just stretch it out in there, you don't even have to turn it over.
Yep.
And you can, but I just set it in there, set the timer, go do what I'm doing. When I come back, every strip of bacon is cooked to perfection. And when you pull it out and let the residual cooking, it seems like it crisps it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Yep. You let it out, let it cool a little bit. Now that'll crisp it right up. All right, so I've got... The jalapeno rings.
Man, I almost want to eat those right out of the pan.
Yeah, these are... cooking these in... If you've never done this, if you've never cooked jalapeno in bacon grease, it's just a beautiful thing.
But if you've got someone who's allergic to spicy oils in the...
In the air.
In the air,
yeah,
like
well,
someone...
Well, the other engineer isn't here, so
yes,
I can do this.
Because if she were here right now, she'd be on the floor with her inhaler, man.
Well, you can kind of smell the jalapenos to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Let's see where we're at here. We got 30 seconds left on our thing. So that's perfect. Let me go ahead and pull off the jalapenos. Shut that off. By the way, this is induction that I'm using, induction burners. Which
there's nothing better. Nothing better. I used to think flame cooking was it, but man.
Well, yeah, you get such accuracy. Now, I will admit, I still like a flame best. But I love having the convenience of the induction as well. So, okay. So we're going to take this, take both of them. We'll go over to our poffle machine. And we're going to start with, first and foremost, a layer of some cheddar. And we've got some Gouda. So I got smoked cheddar, hickory smoked cheddar.
Which is Gouda?
and smoked Gouda as well, which is very Gouda. Yeah. See if I can get that open, and I'll tell you what.
The childproof containers that they use for cheese nowadays is exceptional. And look, Lisa has the perfect tool for you.
Got it. I got it.
He wouldn't take it because, Lisa, you don't know. You're stumpy. He will stand there for an hour until he opens it. I would be the first one to say, give me a gadget.
Okay, so these...
Oh, that looks beautiful, man.
Fit right over sort of the little sandwich areas. We're going to make sure that we got enough on there. Get another piece here. So we're spreading the Gouda, or excuse me, the cheddar on first. We want to take it all the way out to the edge. And now we're going to take our bacon.
And you will finish it up. When we come back, we'll tell you exactly how it works, because we are Chef and a Fat Man to Blue Collar Chefs, live at Cook's Warehouse in East Cobb, taking it to the streets of East Cobb.